This is an MUT Radio podcast.
What a beautiful song, man. Amazing song by Delexi Legacy. And everything. She's joining us in studio today to speak about her music and her journey in the music industry. Hi, Miss Legacy. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, please introduce yourself to the listener of the MUT Radio.
Also, my name is XXC Legacy. I am a singer, rapper, instrumentalist, voiceover artist, and the multi-talented queen.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's XXC Legacy.
Yes.
But I'm sure that is not igama lakho mhlambe ID. Where were you born? And mhlambe, if you can tell us like nje your background before we go to the music.
So I was born in Johannesburg. My real name is Courtney Tandiso Mthethwa. Basically, I was born and raised in Joburg. I went to the National School of the Arts, where I got to play instruments and venture into music, and that's how, you know, the love of music came through.
Mm. And the name XXC Legacy, how did it come about?
So I used to do poetry back in the days, and you know, when you write things, I just came up with a name that resonates both my name, my second name, and, you know, the legacy that I want to continue. So basically, a combination, Courtney and Tandiswa, and then the legacy that I'm trying to continue.
Okay, that's nice. And music, of all things that you would have done, you chose music. Did you choose music or did music choose you?
I think it really chose me.
Uh-huh. How about, when did it all start?
I started off when I was 7 years old. My mom, actually started off when I was 4. My mom bought me a violin, but couldn't afford to pay for violin lessons. And then at 7, there was some Disney Channel opening with YFM back in the days. And I did it. And I did some, you know, what an open show thing where I was singing. And then from then I knew that, no man, music is for me. Started playing piano, then went to an art school. So I definitely know that music chose me, because I think this was a birth given thing, you know.
Mm. And you play a lot of instruments, eh? Because mina kono ifike yakhenga ibona ubudlala. I don't know if it's a flute or what, but nje how many like instruments can you play?
So I can play flute and, actually clarinet and piano. Those are the ones that I studied. And then if the flute, I just bought it for Ama Vibes. And the rest of them, I just bought it for Vibes and I learned how to play it myself.
Wow, man. And Obana Suka 7 Zenabo, because you're quite huge, eh? I was looking at your bio and everything.
Yeah, man.
Who did you work with so far?
I've worked with Mosley, I've worked with Kid X, I've worked with Stilo Makolite, Jay Jody, one of the Lock and Vogue twins, Big Star Johnson, who else? That's it for now.
Wow, man. Can't get enough. No, Todi. I'm not sure if it's Todi too, This song is Kate Sigalanjiga Maji. Tell us about these songs.
So, Can't Get Enough, it's already released. It's a song with Mosley that I dropped on my collab EP called Nostalgia. And then Todi is an unreleased song. I haven't actually like given it a name, but it's sampled from Oliver Mtukudzi's song called Todi Ben. So I was just like, okay, cool. You know, the whole team was calling it Todi, but we don't know what we're actually going to call it. But it's sampled from Todi by Oliver Mtukudzi.
Wow, man, amazing. Really love it. And Motigega Ikapum, which means it's the first time seeing Galak MU2 Radio. Probably Abaya Wandabaga is. So, boo to that. I'm so excited. But yeah, man, in the industry, you're quite huge. And Oban Kambu Osafisukuti, you can work with in the future.
Most probably Aries. I really want to work with Aries and MT. Those are the people that I look forward to working with, like hopefully eventually, crossing fingers.
Wow, definitely, it definitely happened. We're looking forward to that project, man, because I know you are something else. And also, is there any project, Mkambo, or that you are currently working on?
Yes, I am releasing a project called Garçon. Garçon is basically Spanish word called for boys. There's a brand called Comme des Garçons, which means like boys, and Garçon means boys. So it's just a project of me talking about like Abafana and the people that have, you know, broken up with me or hurt me, and love and the experience of love.
Okay. That's nice. You're also a DJ, because you're about to play your mixtape, by the way, in case you didn't know. You're also a DJ. And how did that come about, Awe? You're doing a lot, eh?
I mean, you have to do a lot if you're given a talent, you know what I mean? The DJing came about with the fact that in the hip-hop industry, like, to get booked is a lot of work, like, easy, man. Like, you have to be really, really well known. It doesn't matter how big you are, but the numbers need to operate. And my numbers are growing, gangani, gangani. So I knew that if I started DJing, I can come back and get another gig, and those things can help me pay for rent, you know? So I just feel like, you know what, let me gig to make money.
Nah, definitely, man. XFC Legacy is joining us with MUT Radio now as we speak. And we're about to play Mix Ya Kenjo Wateng Isho. But before we let you go, XFC, please tell us go to Sektola Pikuma socials and how do we get your music?
You can find me on all social media platforms, and including if you want to search my music, you can check at XFC_Legacy.
Oh, wow. No, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time, and have a lovely weekend, man. Looking forward to seeing more of your project. And yeah, as I said, we're about to play your mix. It's about to go down. It's Friday after all. Yeah, we need you in Durban, by the way. You need to visit us, eh?
Yes, like I'm coming soon, December.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.